Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Benner and Michael J. continuing on the Power Hour, guest hosting with you today, and we always covet your prayers and support, and we ask you if you can, we want you to pray for the Power Hour. If you can donate, anything helps keep their servers operational, their radio station operational, and this gives you the truth that you won't get anywhere else in the American media. So we ask you to pray and donate if you can. And of course, you can reach us, Scott Bennett and Michael J, through our website, social media, Facebook and Twitter. The website is shellgamewhistleblower.com. That's the easiest way if you, want to reach us, shellgamewhistleblower.com. And, we welcome your calls too. If anyone wishes to call in, you can call the radio number at 844-769-2944. And you know, Mike, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was the media in general. We started with RT, Russia Today, being blacklisted. And there's a reason why the liberals and the lefts, the leftists and the communists have lied about Russia and tried to say Russia doesn't stand for our values and blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you something. Russia Today and the Russian people, the Christian Orthodox Russian people, are more in tune with our values as American Christians and God's calling and law than any other people on this planet. I've met Russians, I've known Russians, I've lived with Russians, I've trained with Russians, and there are Russians in the army. Russian conservative Christian Orthodox personality and non-Orthodox are very conservative, and they represent a wholesomeness that we don't see in America. They certainly aren't, they don't represent the media's culture. But here's another reason why RT was blacklisted, because you can go to RT.com and you'll see stories that you'll never see on American media, such as the one that came out about the actor Mario Lopez. And you can go to the website, RT.com, and you'll see Mario Lopez, which was an actor in the 90s on some Disney program. Can't remember exactly what it was called. It was like a school, after school program. And he came out, and he's a conservative young guy, and he said he came on Candace Owens' program. Candace Owens has a podcast on YouTube, I think it's associated with Prager University. And Mario Lopez came out, and he said that children as young as 3 years old should not be deciding their own gender, meaning little boys and little girls should not be trying to decide if they want to change their sexes and become little, transition into becoming little girls or little boys. That's not what three-year-olds should be doing, and we certainly shouldn't be giving them hormone drugs to try and stimulate little boys becoming little girls or little girls becoming little boys. In any case, there's an article about how Mario Lopez was attacked by the left-wing, the trans homosexual community about this. And you don't read or hear that anywhere in American mainstream media. You don't even hear it on Fox News. So you don't, well, I didn't hear any of this from Tucker Carlson. So even in America, they are very fearful. They're cowardly when it comes to anything regarding the sexual, dimension and these groups like the transgender or homosexual or man love boy associations or any of these pervert squads, I call them, these lunatics who dress up in demonic outfits and go to libraries and read books to children about homosexuality and all this stuff. Well, Mario Lopez stood against that, and he was attacked, and I think he backpedaled, because he's in Hollywood, and he didn't mean to really say it, but he was speaking from his heart, and that was, hey, I don't think kids should be deciding their own genders. Everybody in America believes that, except these people who want to rape children and absolutely corrupt the human race because of the demonism that's inside of them. But RT does stories like that. Press TV does stories like that. There are so many Americans that are on Press TV, the Iranian news channel, and you can go to PressTV.com, and you'll see Jim Fetzer, Scott Bennett, Kevin Barrett, Jim Dean, so many of the other people that were in Iran that are American patriots talking about conservative oriented issues and realities, and it is not pro-Trump necessarily, although I'm always finding myself more aligned with Trump than any of the leftists, but it's about conservative logical values. It's very Ron Paul oriented. But that only comes on Press TV. It only comes on RT. And that's why they are demonizing and attacking Russia and Iran, is because they represent wholesome values. I saw that with my own eyes. So the American people need to realize, when Hannity jumps up and starts jumping up and down like a stuck pig or a chicken with its head cut off, saying the mullahs are throwing gays off the roofs of buildings, and that, you know, we're gonna start a war with missiles and planes. We're not gonna have troops on the ground, but Trump's gonna end this. He's a fool. I agree with some of the stuff he said about Mueller and the rest of the deep state and John Solomon and all these people. I know it. I've lived it. But when it comes to Iran, all of these people are fools, including Hannity. The only one who's got a semblance of decency and intelligence is Tucker Carlson. And he's had General McGregor on his show. General McGregor has said the same thing we've said. You and I, Mike, were in San Francisco and met with Tucker Carlson, gave him a copy of our book and debriefed him and all sorts of things. So, you know, Fox News drops the ball a lot of the time. And this whole Russia accusations, which even comes from Lindsey Graham. I think Lindsey Graham is angry at Russia because they don't want homosexuality taught to children. They're not in favor.
Well, that's just it. They forbid the homosexual parades. They said what you do behind closed doors, that's between you and God. But you will not propagandize our youth with your immorality. And you know, we know that Lindsey Graham, unless he's repented, he is a homosexual, he is a sodomite, yep. And he is being used by the deep state to promote red flag laws concerning disarming certain people that will be, quote, identified by unknown sources as a danger to society or a danger to themselves. This is who Lindsey Graham is. He's morally compromised. He's a morally reprobate, and he's a moral coward also, and he doesn't keep his oath. So he was a partner with John McStain in helping the terrorists. Yeah. So what kind of deal did he make with Mr. Trump? We don't know, but the issue is he seems to be running the Senate, and yet at the same time he's still morally compromised and needs to be replaced.
Yeah. That's right. And they went over to Libya. They got $10 million in cash that was given to them, again, by Saudi money, a Qatari money, funded and funneled through UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland. Birkenfeld always told me stories about pallets of cash with UBS wrappers around them being used and funneled into Iraq and elsewhere. I mean, it's amazing. And all of these American politicians, and I've got a list of all of them in the book Shell Game that got a copy of this material that did absolutely nothing, including Lindsey Graham, including Mike Pompeo, including Jeff Sessions, including Saxby Chambliss, Jason Chavez, Dianne Feinstein, and on and on and on. People can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and get it, or you can go to lulu.com and get it from the publisher, Shell Game. And you'll see in black and white the absolute treason and corruption. But the good news is it's being investigated and prosecuted, and it's in the hands of Devin Nunes. It's in the hands of President Trump. It's in the hands of his attorneys. It's in the hands of the other members of Congress that are going to be held to account. It's in the hands of the Inspector General of the Pentagon. All of this is coming to a head. And Congressman Ratcliffe, who I think, you know, for all their failings, they did some good things when they were tearing Mueller apart, saying, you never investigated Christopher Steele, the British MI6 agent who worked to create this fantasy that was used to create FISA warrants by Comey and investigate Manafort.
He said he never even heard of Fusion GPS. What a liar.
Yeah, a liar. And Weissman, the other attorney at the Department of Justice who was responsible for taking down Anderson Consulting and Enron and things like that, Weissman was being revealed as the true puppet master behind Mueller, the Kabuki theater. So Ratcliffe has now been made the director of national intelligence by President Trump. And here's what's interesting about that. We've said for a long time that the president needs an inspector general czar. He needs a cabinet-level position who works in the White House that has a direct phone line to every inspector general all over the agencies in Washington. So the inspector general at the CIA, at the Pentagon, at the FBI, at the Homeland Security, at the State Department, those inspector generals need to report to the inspector general czar on a daily basis to say, what are you doing about corruption? What are you doing about tracking down those Obama and other people that were appointed that became GS level employees that were undermining and are undermining the Trump administration's policy because they're committing treason. They are undermining the government of the United States. Whether they're agents of a foreign power or agents of Obama, they need to be investigated and prosecuted. So Ratcliffe is now in that very position because as the director of national intelligence, it's not called the inspector general czar, but he is the director of national intelligence. That means he can direct, he can request, he can absorb, he can go into any agency in the intelligence community and turn open their books, unlock their safes, turn over their desks, grab every person that works for the agency and demand that they give an account to him. Where did you get this? What have you been doing? How did you get in here? Let me see every record that you have. And he can track down people who worked under John Brennan, people who work with Ginni Haspel, people who have done all sorts of abuses, who spied on the Senate. Ratcliffe can now open up all of these books and folders and safes, and you will see that the Russiagate issue was started internally by John Podesta and Hillary Clinton's staff. You're going to track down the FBI CIA files about Seth Rich and Kim.com and Julian Assange and Seth Rich, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, who downloaded all of the information in the emails, gave them to a guy named Walsh, who in turn took them over to Julian Assange. Seth Rich was killed for that information. Peter Lavelle and RT had a story on this. Again, one of the reasons they've come against RT in Russia is because they are reporting this stuff. Not just the Power Hour, not just Revolution Radio, but RT in Washington, RT in the
you
international.
Scott, you introduced a man named Senator Richard Black to RT. You opened the door, and you also introduced him to the news agency of Iran, and he wound up going over and meeting with Assad.
Yes.
He wound up finding out what was really going on. He wound up shining a light about the deep state financing of terrorists against that sovereign nation, Syria, by the Zionists, by the criminals, and he also influenced Tulsi Gabbard to go over there. He made that connection for them, and then when he was running for re-election, a man named McCabe was given money by a governor who was the Clinton finance guys, a deep state Democrat traitor, and they tried to snare Senator Black and maybe even get him killed. Why don't you shine a light in that direction?
Yeah, well, Senator Dick Black, who I knew in Washington, D.C., when I was working in the Bush administration, and I was doing a lot of this terrorist psychological operations at the State Department and SOCOM and all sorts of interesting places, I met Senator Dick Black, and he was a former Marine Corps helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and he flew out of the same place my dad flew out. My dad was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, Chu Lai, in the same place I think you were at too, Mike, in Chu Lai, Vietnam. And Senator Dick Black had been wounded twice, but he was also a JAG. He was a lawyer. He's a very smart, very good man, very wholesome conservative. And he went over. I had debriefed him and I interviewed with him and shared all of the terrorist financing material with him. And he went over to Syrian President Bashar Assad and met with him and saw firsthand that the Syrians were actually protecting Christians. The Syrians and the Russians were protecting the Christians from the rape and savage brutality and beheading that the Saudi Arabians and the United Arab Emirates and the Qataris were all doing. They were pushing the fanatical, lunatic, Wahhabi menace up into Syria, up into Libya. And the US CIA was backing it. And the Pentagon was backing
them. Training them in their atrocities. That's right.
Yes. So Senator Dick Black went over there and saw all of this. And he came back and he reported it. He said, we're on the wrong side. It's not the Syrians. It's not the Russians. It's not the Iranians. It's the Saudi Arabians. It's the Israelis who are training and pushing these Wahhabi, ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda types. And it's such an offense to Americans to determine and discover that our own intelligence agencies and our own military and government have been pushing and backing those who I committed to fight against. I joined the military because I was told a lie. I was told that the al-Qaeda Wahhabis had come into the United States under the 9/11 guys. That was not true. That was a fabrication and an artificial psyop that was worked by the CIA, Mossad, and the Saudis. But it wasn't real. It was all an act to trigger this massive American uprising and send us to war. For John Bolton, for Dick Cheney, and let's not forget, John Bolton was responsible for the Iraq War. So was Bremer, so was Cheney, so was Condoleezza Rice, so was Rumsfeld, so was George Bush. All those people should be.
Don't forget Colin Powell, that dirtbag.
Yep. So Dick Black went over and saw a lot of this material, and he came back, and here's what happened. He was doing it so well. He was reporting the truth so well. He was on RT. He was on Press TV. That Andrew McCabe, the FBI director, was told by Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton, get your wife to run for this guy's seat, Dick Black. We want him out. And here's $700,000. Get your wife to run and look the other way. Do not investigate the Clinton emails, and your wife can win. Hillary's going to win anyway, so you can be attorney general or the grand czar or whatever else you want. So they tried to bribe Andrew McCabe. Andrew McCabe and his wife, Jill McCabe, committed to remove Dick Black. Andrew McCabe also sent four FBI agents from Florida up to Senator Black's office and tried to say, we need you to go back to Syria because there's a journalist that's been taken captive by the government, and we want you to negotiate, you know, talk to them. And he said, well, that doesn't sound real because I've met the government. I've met Syrian President Bashar Assad. They don't do that. Is this a terrorist group you're trying to introduce me to? And McCabe said, no, this is another group. And he said, no, hell no, I'm not going over there. He could smell a trap, Mike. So Andrew McCabe was trying to get Dick Black to go over there to talk to terrorists so he could then be tarred, a terrorist sympathizer. Perhaps he could be arrested by the FBI, perhaps even killed. That's probably what they wanted to do. They wanted to assassinate Dick Black so Jill McCabe could run and take his seat, and then you've got the little blue-winged monkeys closer to absolute dominating tyrannical power in the United States. And it was stopped. It did not happen. God intervened. But all of this is going to come out. It's going to come out with Barr. It's going to come out with the Inspector General. It's going to come out with Ratcliffe, because we're telling them. We've given the memo to the president and others saying, here's all this stuff. We've given it to Sidney Powell, who I know personally and debriefed her. And she's taking this to defend Michael Flynn and say Covington and Burling, that represented Michael Flynn, that snuck up to him and said, we want to represent you, General Flynn, were actually deceiving General Flynn because they were a party to this crime. Covington and Burling. Robert Kellner, specifically, who was a lawyer at Covington and Burling, went up to try and represent Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. And General Flynn didn't know that Covington and Burling was a party to this massive Clinton terrorist financing operation, just like Donna Shalala and her nephew David Shalala were parties to this. David Shalala represented me when the Obama administration tried to throw me in jail for, quote, making a false statement.
Oh, they didn't try to throw you in jail. They did throw you in jail. And he threw you under the bus.
That's right. They threw me in jail for allegedly filling out a housing form incorrectly and then gave me 2.5 years in prison for it. That's what Donna Shalala's nephew, David Shalala, did under the instructions of Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer. And I think Renee Alexander Acosta was, again, probably a party to that, because this was all about Swiss banks and terrorist
finance. And Loretta Lynch also.
And Loretta Lynch, yep. So all of this is there. Brennan is going to be also implicated in this. So, you know, the musical chairs or the shell game isn't going away. We know where they are. We're watching the shells, and they're not escaping. They're all on the board. And now Trump is going to be overturning each one. and investigating each one and finding out where the crimes are, finding out where the cover-ups are, finding out where the 15,000 bank accounts that have billions of dollars, where that is, finding out about Deep Black. Now, let's remember, Deep Black was a program that the Obama administration was using to recruit prisoners in federal jails, federal prisons, to become drug spies, drug operatives. This Deep Black presentation describes the CIA and the Mossad running drug operations. I'll never forget the little high and tight CIA-looking operative who was leading this class in the federal prison that I was a part
of. Halfway House. It was a halfway house. Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to be there, but I was. And I listened to this presentation, and I smuggle out a copy of the syllabus, and I put it again in shell game, and I reported it to the courts. The courts did nothing. They didn't even want it. They sent it back. They refused it. So, you know, this shows us as Americans, we're justified in our attempt at our victory, I think, to overthrow these agents of tyrannical abuse of our government. A civil war in this country is already happening because, again, the thaw occurred when Trump was elected. And the civil war is now occurring, with blacks voting for Trump. The civil war is occurring with people in California saying no more. We're creating new California. We're splitting off from this communist menace, transvestite, transgender lunatic asylum, Antifa group, these sanctuary cities that are flooding in illegal aliens who can't spell cat and are looking to commit crimes and, shoot people on the pier and kill Americans and do all sorts of things. These are realities that have happened. This is the Civil War. Americans are standing up. People like Lavoie Finicum stood up. And he was killed by the FBI under James Comey in Oregon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour. We're continuing our last half hour. What we were talking about before, well, let us first say, Father in Heaven, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the Power Hour. We ask your blessing on the people and the staff and the servers and the technology. We ask you to deliver the resources that they need to continue to broadcast truth. We are in a time, Father, where we have evil in the companies of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and all in Google. It's coming out that they are shutting down, like Nazi Gestapo agents, free speech. So they are shutting down conservatives, that they have shut us down, Father, because we revealed that the New Zealand shooting was not real. It did not happen the way that the media alleged, and the video of the shooting in New Zealand was not accurate in depicting people actually being killed with the impact of bullet wounds. By simply suggesting that, we've been shut down from YouTube. That's a crime, and that's an evil. That's a lie. That's a harm to people in this country, and we ask for these evildoers to be given their just reward. We ask them to be overthrown. We ask you to give us the resources and the people that we need to continue to speak for truth and to continue to be a light in the darkness, to be salt in a world that has lost all sense of salt and that is being trodden underfoot of men. We ask to be your beacons, Father, your witnesses, your ambassadors in Jesus' name. And people can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com to get more information about Shell Game and some of the deep state issues that we've been discussing and the terrorist financing that we've been discussing and the legal cases that are unfolding. And one of the topics we were discussing was New California and California splitting off and the civil war in this country, which is, I think, accelerating because of the lunatic leftist Democrats that are up on the presidential stage that are spewing all sorts of nonsense about socialism and man-hatred and reparations and all sorts of political violence and jealousy and envy and hatred. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and these pathological liars. The only one that emerges as a decent voice of moderation, of course, is Tulsi Gabbard. But I think she'll be kicked out of the party, and I would love to see President Trump smart enough to bring her into his cabinet. That would be a coup d'etat, because he would take the best out of the Democrat Party, put her to work as, who knows what, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, United Nations Representative. I think would be fabulous, because she's far better than the other woman that was in that position. The I can't remember her name off the top of my head. She's married to a, you know, she was married to an Air Force general. But Tulsi Gabbard is an actual officer in the United States National Guard out of Hawaii. She was raised in a conservative home, although she, you know, I don't agree with a lot of her policies. I do agree with her stance on peace in the Middle East. But
that was Nikki Haley, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. A nut bar Zionist, yeah.
Yeah. And so I wanted to bring in Paul Taylor and let Paul Taylor talk about what's happening in California, specifically around the minority population, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, the Hindus, the Sikhs. They're rising up in California because they see that the leftist, Antifa, transgender, lunatic fringe of the Democrat Party is trying to turn their children into homosexuals. They're trying to make little boys turn into little girls and vice versa. They're trying to have transvestites dress up as girls and run the track races so that the girls don't win the trophies, the girls don't get the scholarships, but boys pretending to be girls do. The minorities in California are rising up, and they are the new beacon of conservative values, and I think they are going to politically overthrow California in the next few years. So Paul Taylor, I'm going to let you talk about that, and Ellen Zhao, who is one of the leaders of the that movement in San Francisco. Go ahead, Paul Taylor.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I appreciate you calling me on again this morning, and appreciate that. And you're right on all counts that you just went through. And we're in perilous, weird, crazy, satanic times. And so it's hard to understand exactly what all, but as we move forward, I see good opportunities that, you know, New California State is doing well and it's growing, and it has definitely a good opportunity to actually be the 51st state, and I still support them. Currently, as I look at California and coming up with the president for 2020, I look at what's it going to be like for him in California, and does he need California, or what can we do regardless to even give him a boost? Because certainly I see San Francisco as being the hub. In fact, there's a saying that they talk about Las Vegas, what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Well, there's a similar one in San Francisco, and it goes, what happens in San Francisco doesn't stay in San Francisco. It actually permeates through the whole country. The LGBT movement has got to be focused, centered right on San Francisco, with Scott Wiener as one of our state senators who's promoting the pedophilia bills. And legalize pedophilia in California. That will permeate throughout the country. It affects everybody. So as a result, I look at that. I look at the mood of the Asians and the people I've been talking to over the last 2 years, what they're feeling. And, they're feeling the squeeze. They're feeling like they're back in home at their former native communist countries. They see that happening here. They are up against the walls in many ways. For instance, in San Francisco alone, there's 50,000 minimum apartment or rental units that sit vacant that are owned by Chinese in San Francisco, over 50,000 of them. That equates to about $125 million in revenue per month, not changing hands, and all because of the restrictions of the landlords of property owners, and making it things very tough for landlords. And so they'd rather just let the property sit there vacant, you know, and they don't enjoy themselves. So there's a lot going on. I do see hope, and probably the greatest hope is someone I believe that God's really brought to the forefront and prepared for this, and her name is Ellen Lee Zhao, Z-H-O-U. And she's an amazing person. She's been working for the city there as a therapist and a clinician dealing with the homeless and the suicidal. Last nearly 20 years, and she also has been a representative for her union. She knows where the corruption is. And she has all the abilities to be able to change and turn San Francisco around. And as a representative to all the Asians in California, and consequently then throughout the country, she represents, you know, she's the poster child for the immigrants that come here and can be, you know, in a position like for her, she will be the first Chinese woman, female mayor of San Francisco, the very first. And she will be the first conservative mayor in 55 years. It's been 55 years under Democrat control, and we can see the results of that. It's a third world
country. She's also a beacon and a strength, a strong voice, because remember when I were
breaking up, Scott, we can't hear you. Yeah. Well, Ellen Zhao is an amazing person, a godly woman, an immigrant. She came over here when she was very young. She's gotten her degrees. She's raised children, and she understands from the inside the level of corruption in San Francisco politics and the billions of dollars that are being stolen from the people of San Francisco by the deep state and by their fake mayor, who is actually part of a huge stronghold of corruption. Paul, why don't you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. There's it's so much undercurrent that when I talk about this, people are surprised because they don't see it. Of course you don't see it. It's camouflage, but the city has really been under the control of the communist Chinese for many years. And and just this year in particular, the stresses have opened up for the opportunity. I believe God's opened the door because Mayor Lee, Ed Lee, passed away, and also another communist, Rose Pack, who was the thug. Both these people died in the last 2 years, who were the ones who were controlling the Asians in San Francisco with an iron fist, with the communist Chinese backing them out of the consulate there in San Francisco. And
got kicked off, so I'm back on. So let me just say, somebody doesn't like us talking about this, Paul, because I just got bumped off twice. But I'm going to finish the statement, and I don't mean to interrupt. I'm going to hand it back to you. But I wanted to say that when I saw Ellen Zhao in San Francisco, Ellen Zhao stood up and said, "I'm not here to ask for your Republican endorsement because you have done nothing in 50 years. Zero, zip, zilch. You are a bunch of losers. You're all useless." I heard her words with my ears. She slapped them across the face as the shameful idiots that they are. The Republican Party in California has totally castrated itself, symbolically and literally, by having the gay log cabin Republicans and abortion and all of this evil and wickedness and corruption has just soaked into the bloodstream, and it has poisoned the Republican Party in California. President Trump recognizes it as poisoned. And the minorities have also recognized it. So I just wanted to say she is a voice that's standing up for an independent conservative voice in California politics. And that's what we need, independent conservative voices, because the Republicans have lost what it means to be a conservative. The minorities have not. The Asians, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, the Hindus, they still believe marriage is between a man and a woman, not anything else. They still believe and love and cherish their children and do not want them vaccinated to the point of becoming retards, nor do they want their children being encouraged to transgenderize themselves. This is the stuff civil wars have made of. Go ahead, Paul Taylor.
Yeah, well, certainly you're right about the San Francisco GOP. In fact, she and I are, and you're welcome to go again, Scott, are planning to hit the next meeting just to see how they are to us, because they have actually become, we experienced it that night, the only one that wasn't delusional was Ellen. Everyone she spoke to on that stage, they're delusional to think that they've got some sort of power when they've not brought a person into office in 45 years. And when it comes to getting work done on the cleaning the voter rolls and stuff like that, they've done nothing. You know, they've done nothing. Yep. They're delusional thinking they have. They are legends in their own minds. And it's sad. And we see this as part of the apathy of San Francisco. It's across the whole state. People say to me, well, I just, you know, haven't been involved in politics. Oh, yeah? Well, so you haven't been interested in saving what you worked hard for and what people died for, because it's always going to be under attack. It might not seem like it, but it will always be under attack. Someone will always try to steal something that's good. You got to protect it. And so Ellen Zhao is actually the perfect person. And as a consequence, she represents to me also a poster child for the group that we're forming called the Melting Pot Patriots, which is a group that not understood or identified so far as I can tell. And it pertains to those who have come from foreign lands. They're all immigrants that have mostly come from lands where they've been oppressed under some regime, whether it's China, Vietnam, Russia, you know, Christians in the Middle East, you know, in Egypt, wherever, that they've come here and they've settled, and under the stamping of the E Pluribus Unum on every coin that we have, saying out of many, one, these people come here and have become real patriots of America. They love America, but they're not acknowledged at all. And I put in this group together to acknowledge all these people and to get them engaged in protecting their wealth, their future, their children, their grandchildren's future, because it's all at risk right now. And they are a powerful segment of society that's unsung, that they are not appreciated or noticed except for what they have to give to Democrats for donations. But they're good people. They cost us nothing. They're not homeless. They provide education for the children through college. They become doctors, lawyers, become all successful people. They add to our society. They're a good flavor for our society. And we want to acknowledge them, and we want them to be bound together in this group. Melting Pot Patriots, meaning that out of many come one. We want them to come out and be the flavor to that stew in America and permeate the nationality, the nationalist concept, because that's what you become when you're a patriot. You're nationalist. You're for the country you're residing in that you make your future in.
And, Paul, they can't be labeled as white nationalists either. They're Americans.
That's right, Americans. Americans. We are Americans. I might be Scotch-Irish, Scandinavian, but I'm American. And I stand up for Americans. I stand up for those who can come here and through duress or whatever have left their homelands. I can imagine what that's like to come here and never go back home. But I want to be an American. I honor that. I honor that.
We see that treason has been part of the highest levels of government in California, including the fact that nobody is going to be able to persuade people that can think logically and with common sense look at the fact that Dianne Feinstein, a senator out of San Francisco, had working for her a Chinese spy for 20 years. And her husband have been involved in promoting programs for Red China for a long, long time. This level of treason has permeated this state. And the fact is, you're pointing out that this stronghold of Chinese communism is centered in San Francisco, in California, and we need a change. We need people to get out and vote because we have to start weeding out the stronghold and draining the swamp in San Francisco. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. In fact, the real name for that city is Beijing, California. And it's true. It is run by, the state of California is run by the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, and the Jesuits. And they kind of split it somehow. I don't know how that split works, but it seems like it. But, and both those entities are against freedom and against Protestant beliefs.
Right. And you know, somehow they wound up owning the piers and the Long Beach whole construct down there for importing things into America. It's owned and run by the Chinese.
Yeah, well, you know, it's capitalism, you know, that, you know, people sell stuff or whatever. I mean, just, if it's not watched, it's not, and if the bottom line is if patriotism doesn't permeate this country, then a corruption will.
Paul, what is Ellen's website and sort of people to follow her or to help her? Can you give us that?
Yes, hang on a second. Let me pull it up here so I make sure I get spelled to you right.
I've got ellenformayor2019.com. That's www.ellenformayor2019.com. Ellenformayor2019.com. And her name is Ellen Zizal.
Yeah.
And she's about protecting family values and drug-free community.
She's a superhero. She's a superhero for San Francisco. I mean, she's strong. When she stood up there at that GOP meeting, you know, I saw that she's a person who will stand up, you know, against the things that she's standing against right now, as you're talking about. She's not afraid to stand up and speak publicly. You know, about correcting wrong and corruption in the city, and she's going to do it. She's not afraid. She knows where the corruption's at. She knows everything about the insides and outsides of City Hall there.
Paul, she made a contract about cleaning up the feces and the needles on the streets and invited anybody else to make that contract, including the present mayor, and nobody else has made that contract. And she said, if I don't clean it up in a year, I'll resign. She made that contract, but nobody else would make that same promise.
Well, she's a pretty bold gal. That's what I got to say. She's not afraid. I believe that she will help to sway all the, there's roughly 7 million talking about melting pot patriot people here in the state of California. That would be people from those countries of persecution who are legal citizens in California that don't participate actively. Some do sometimes, but I'm talking about as a group, there's about 7 million of them in California alone that we could add to the voter rolls to get aligned with voting and having a landslide for President Trump in 2020. And a lot of that would be based on even his endorsement of Ellen Zhao, because he needs to endorse these Asians. He needs to endorse all these people because they are they're contributors to our society. The only thing they don't contribute is their votes, and only because, for the most part, they don't vote. So now we're inviting them to join us. We're inviting them to be part of us, to continue with the traditional family values that we hold, the ones that our founding fathers held dear and tried to prescribe a method called the Constitution, a Bill of Rights, and a Declaration of Independence based on good moral behaviors and based on biblical understandings. Based on freedom coming from God only, and what does freedom mean, and how do we preserve it? And, I know these people come here for that.
I think you'll agree, Paul, that right now America and Americans are in a valley of decision, and we need to make right decisions right now because things are coming down to where if we lose control, it's only going to get very bad very quickly. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with that. It seems like it's getting worse every day now. It's just not on fire. But ultimately, that's the direction we're headed. That's the trajectory that we have. For the most part, in fact, I can talk about relative to our churches. They have sat in their pews, not paying attention that there's flames, yes, torches down the street of an assault coming to burn them down.
Yep.
And they're going to wait until they're right at their front door, and then it's too late. And we have to be on the offensive.
They're even worse. They're going to throw out their daughters, like in Lot's, when the Sodomites surrounded Lot and the angels came. And they said, bring them out so we may know them. And Lot tried to give his daughters. These churches are doing the same thing with their kids. They're throwing them out for transgender experimentation, all sorts of evil.
That's exactly right.
Paul, thank you for being with us, and thank you, the Power Hour, for hosting us. We're at the end of the show. We encourage people to pray and give if you can keep the Power Hour afloat. And, of course, we covet your prayers for us. ShellGameWhistleblower.com is the website. God bless you.
God bless America. Weekend. God bless President Trump. Bye-bye. God bless. Who is on the earth below? Bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to